Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
God is the source of love. He created it. So how can we prepare ourselves to be ready to find that love? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joe talked with husband and wife team Bill and Pam Farrell about what to know about communication and commitment before you walk into a marriage. Bill and Pam's book is the Before You Marry Book of Questions. They unpack the importance of asking key questions before you get married.
Well, more divorces are happening earlier in a marriage. It's really sad. You know, about 1/4 of all marriages will end before year 5. And so it's pretty sad that marriages are ending before they even get off the ground. And a lot of times it has to do with decisions and choices that happen before a couple ever says, I do. And then when our own kids, we have 2 of them are married now, when they went through the process of, is this the one, it became very personal to us.
And we know, Joe, that one of the hardest experiences in life is to have a marriage that doesn't work out. And so we just really want people to be successful, because we know a lot of people are like us when they first meet and they start dating, they came from homes that shouldn't be repeated, or they came from homes that didn't deal with these issues. And so they get together, and like when Pam and I were first together, I realized, wow, I love Jesus and I love Pam and I have no idea what I'm doing. And so we used to actually corner couples at church. Like, we would look for couples at church that looked like they still liked each other.
You know, a little bit of gray hair, but they're still arm in arm or hugging in church.
And we would corner them, and I would look at the guy, and I'd say, now, you look like you're in love with her. Is this real? And if he said yes, I would say, how did you do it? And that usually meant an invitation to lunch, because they felt awkward just being cornered there at church and having to answer this question. So we would go to lunch, and over lunch I'd ask them all kinds of questions about how, like, what do you do every day that makes your relationship work, and what have you said and done that you would never do again because it wasn't a good idea the first time, and what habits should we develop in our life in order to be successful as a couple? And we found out that a lot of really normal couples had some great advice, but they didn't know how to share it.
Right. And, you know, for us, you know, as a young newlywed couple, struggling college students, it was kind of a 2-for-1 deal. We got great advice and great lunch. So it's a wonderful model, you know, to take a young couple out. And, you know, that young couple that's just in love but hasn't proposed yet, they have lots of questions and hardly any answers.
And we know there's a whole lot of people out there that are desperately hoping their love is just magical and will overlook all the obstacles. But in reality, the more skilled you are, the more successful you are.